President John Akemmills has assured medical personnel at the Kolibu Cardiothoracic Center that government will continue to support it to provide quality medical service to patients. He has therefore asked the Ministry of Health and all authorities at the Kolibu Teaching Hospital to involve personnel of the Cardiothoracic Center in a bid to address their concerns. President Mills gave the assurance when he paid a surprise visit to the center. Our presidential correspondent Seth Eya reports.
The visit was a follow-up to a meeting President Mills held with the medical personnel at the Cardiothoracic Center on Monday at the castle. The personnel decided to lay down their tools after the director of the center, Professor Pabla Frimpong-Boateng's appointment was terminated over the weekend. From Monday, the center has refused to admit new patients. As at the time of President Mills' visit, there were red bands flying at the center while the personnel were locked in a meeting to decide on their next line of action. They were therefore surprised to see President Mills on their premises after meeting him at the castle on Monday. The senior cardiothoracic surgeon at the center, Dr. Lawrence Srebo, pleaded that the center remain autonomous. This is to enable the center to maintain its efficient service delivery.
We feel very strongly that for the continued efficiency of this center, foremost is the fact that we remain an autonomous body within the Kolibu Teaching Hospital. This is, from the way we say it, the efficiency of the National Cardiothoracic Center is because of the tradition that has been maintained from the Professor Frimpong-Boateng tenure. There's a structure in place that has made the efficiency of this center what it is today. And it is the belief of every one of us that in no way shall we want this thing to change. And this is something that we want to put forward to the authorities and for them to ensure that what has made this center to function efficiently, the way it is functioning, does not change. This is something we feel very strongly about, and we know that as a public institution, there are certain things that should be put in place. And we also feel that whatever is decided by the authorities to put in place, we as a center should have a major contribution to whatever decisions that are going to be made about this center.
Dr. Srebo appealed for a quick resolution of their concerns. According to him, their action is in the best interest of their patients, the country, and the center.
What we plead is that whatever it takes to put things in the right order should be done in the soonest possible time so that everybody's mind will be at rest, so that we can now go back and attend to our patients the way we think we should. We are still in discussions, and it is the best interest of this center we have in mind, the best interest of our country that we have in mind, and we want to take the right decisions so that our patients do not suffer. So, Mr. President, this is where we are, and again, we thank you. In fact, we are overwhelmed with your concern as far as the resolution of this crisis is concerned. I think your presence here attests to that.
President Mills said government will do everything possible to ensure that the center is not affected by what has happened.
I believe that the tradition which has been established will be maintained by you. And of course, it's also natural that you are concerned about what is going to be put in place. And naturally, you want to be part of the decision-making process. I would appeal to the hospital authorities and those responsible that they bring you into the picture, because you are working here, your input will be very valuable. We want to make sure that the center is not affected by what has happened, and that you are able to continue to deliver quality service to your patients. I know that is a major concern of you, and I can assure you that that is my major concern as well. Whatever we have to do together to ensure that patients get the maximum results, that you're able to make optimum use of this place, and that you are also able to work in an environment which will ensure satisfaction. This is exactly what I believe that we should all aspire to do. This is just to let you know that we are concerned, and whatever experiences we have to share with you, whatever we have to do together in order to move forward to build a better center and a better Ghana, we are willing to do that.
President Mills appealed to the medical personnel to quicken the pace of their deliberations in the interest of their patients and the center.
My major concern, my brothers and sisters, is to make sure that whatever has to be done is done quickly so that those who come for treatment, that is the fresh cases, will be attended to. And I would want to appeal to you that perhaps you quicken the pace of the deliberation so that the many people who have reposed confidence in this center, the many people who can swear by this center, are not disappointed in the end.
Reports say one person with a heart condition died when the strike began. Says here, Radio Ghana, Accra.